Denise Goodke is worried about Elizabeth, who saw her BC assessment increase by a whopping 31%. Elizabeth is afraid she won't be able to afford to pay her property tax bill, so Goodke promptly wrote to the Citizen after reading Elizabeth's story to talk about the BC government's tax deferral program that she has used for years as a person who is 55 plus. Goodke is a former Prince George City Councillor who spent 40 years here before returning to Vancouver to enjoy her retirement from teaching. I just thought it was important for Elizabeth to know this is available, and not only will she not have to pay more taxes, she'll pay no taxes, Goodke said. It sounds like she could use the extra money. The regular tax deferral program, which is a low-interest loan program, can be used by people who are 55 plus or the surviving spouse at any age. There is also a program for families with children as well. The BC government pays the taxes and the owner pays back the loan from the BC government. Eligibility is pretty standard. You must own the property and it has to be your main residence, and here is where the challenge might come in. You must have a minimum equity of 25% of the property's assessed value or you can't apply for the deferral. Timing is everything with this deferral application, and it is recommended to apply after receiving your property tax notice and before taxes are due. The interest is a modest 1.70% that is not compounded, and you can pay it back anytime, but you must pay it back if you sell the property. I can't remember exactly when I started using the deferral, Goodke said. It was some time after I first read about it, and I hope Elizabeth will read about it now too. When I first heard about it, I thought, I can't squander my kids' inheritance like that. But then I got an assessment and the value of my place had gone up so much I decided the kids would do quite well in any case. Goodke keeps thinking about Elizabeth. You know, I wish I knew her last name, Goodke said. I think she might be around my age and she lives in the Crescents. I might have known her when I lived in Prince George. Goodke wishes Elizabeth well. It's really easy to do as long as you have enough equity in the property, and it's a really good thing, Goodke. And I hope Elizabeth will do the deferral if she needs to. For all the details on the property tax deferral, visit BC Government Tax Deferral Program. And remember, if you are 65 plus, there is an extra grant amount that you can claim on your homeowner's grant as well. So instead of the grant amount being $750, it goes up to $1,045 if you live in northern BC. It's not a lot, but every little bit helps these days.